The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday, JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's just kick it off, should we? Shall we?
Yeah.
First talkback of the day. Let's go.
JV Show Familia. This is Eric from San Jose. This is just a shout out to all you guys. I just got the jug mug coming into the mail coming home today. I just want to thank you guys so much. Honestly, like, you guys are like influencers. You guys, like, we look to you guys. You guys make our days happy. You guys, like, just make our days bright. You know, we'll be having a bad day. I'll be going to you guys' podcast, and for sure, I can always count you guys to make my day. I really love you guys. Have a good one. Love you guys.
Oh my God, that is the best talkback I've ever
heard. Best talkback of 2024,
yes,
for sure.
Definitely.
And we're about run out of time on this year. So
yeah, this might take the crown.
Yeah,
well,
you might cement
you so
as the best
much
one.
For that. Should we do a second talkback?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, JB Show. Ron Solution here. Selena's was right. I've continued to keep losing money. I'm now down like $700, but hey, it's 1 a.m. I am up in the room, and hopefully today is going to be a better day. I don't know. We'll see. All right, Selena, I need those good vibes, so come on, send them this way.
Ooh.
Love you guys. Bye.
No okay, can do. Everyone
so
knows I don't have those.
Our first talk back of the day yesterday was our buddy Ron Solutions, and he said he was in Vegas, but he had been losing some money. And then we said, we need an update. How do we all think he's doing now? And I think I said, no, he's going to start winning.
Yeah.
He's going to be winning money. So here's me sending the positive vibes. Now, Selena's like, I don't see it. He's going to keep on losing. He's losing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that talk back, he said, Selena's right. I'm losing. Now I'm down $700. But then at the end, he says, Selena, keep sending me those good vibes. What good vibes are you sending? You're sending him loser vibes.
I'm not sending him any vibes. I'm just letting you guys know the vibe that I'm getting from him. He's sending the vibes.
Oh.
So you're saying he's a loser and he's sending loser vibes.
I just don't see him.
I think he needs
coming
to manifest.
Out, yeah,
he's
positive.
Not manifesting right now.
I think you guys need to get together here, start thinking positive, send him some gambling winning vibes, and maybe he'll turn it around today.
Graham, you're a gambler, or at least you used to be.
Uh-huh.
When your wife allows you to, you do.
Right.
At what point do you walk away? You're down
you
$700.
You don't ever?
Then you just double up and bet more. If each time you lost, you just bet double. Eventually,
you're
you'll win it all back.
You're already down that bad, you stop.
But eventually, you can win it all back.
But what if you don't?
Yeah, a lot of times you don't. When you start, that's what they call chasing. When you start chasing it to try to get it back, that's usually when you lose the most.
Ooh.
You just gotta, you know, stick to your principles. Or if I was Ron, which I'm not, go head over to the MGM. Now, near the south entrance, there's a Wheel of Fortune slot machine. It's not the first one. It's the second one in. Walk up to that machine, put a crisp
$100
bill into it, and I promise you, you'll walk away a winner.
Wow.
Insider tip right there.
Everybody write that down.
And what if he doesn't?
Oh, yeah, he probably won't. He'll probably lose.
Okay, so
lose
you're just making things up.
Now, if he doesn't win, move one machine over.
Okay,
put $200 into that machine.
Yes.
I guarantee
that
you'll win $1,400.
That way you'll make up for all the money you've lost.
Yeah.
True.
Solid advice, sense. Graham.
Uh-huh.
Wait,
thank
Graham,
you
went to Costco?
You guys, I went to the new Napa Costco for yesterday.
Is it everything we hoped it would be?
Chef's kiss. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend. Oh, it was fantastic, you guys.
Do they have, like, valet parking and cocktail service?
Yeah, and they have like just bikini promo models everywhere. They're like handing out shots the whole time. It's
bottle
awesome
service.
No, I didn't have any of that, but I usually go to the Costco here in the city, and look, I love that Costco. I've been going there for years and years and years, ever since when I used to live in the city, and it's not too far away from where we work here, so I usually go to that one. Great. And I know where everything is, so I can just breeze through there. But you don't realize how just filthy a Costco is until you step into a brand new Costco. Because this Costco here, there's pigeons, the one in the city, there's pigeons flying around in there. And, you know, everything's all scuffy and the carts don't roll straight. And you feel like you're going to catch several diseases, nutses, when you're touching those carts.
Yeah.
Everything just seems dirty there now. You don't notice it until you go to a brand new Costco and the floors are shiny and everything is orderly and in its place. And I'll tell you another thing. The employees there, they give a damn. You know what I mean?
They do?
The ones
What's
here,
that like?
The ones here. And look, I love my employees here at the San Francisco Costco, but they've been there a long time, they don't give a damn anymore. They don't, you know what I mean? Yes. You stop trying. These people at the new Napa Costco, they're on their first couple months on the job. They give a damn right now. Man, they're in there sorting stuff and anything out of place, they're putting it back. Oh, man, it is just a wonderful shopping experience.
How are the samples?
I didn't get any samples.
What? I usually didn't have any?
No, I had some out, but okay. I usually breeze right by them.
Why?
Just because I don't know. I don't like waiting in lines for a sample. It just seems weird to me.
So there were lines. Unless usually I never see a line.
Unless it's something that you really want. But when people start milling around and there's a little crowd hovering, waiting for some person to cut up some weird meat item with scissors, I'm usually like, nah, I'm good.
It's like I do always wait, but it does seem a little big backy. Like you're doing all that waiting for a tiny little piece of whatever it is.
That's what I mean.
Okay, do you ever go back for a second one?
Of course.
If it's something really good, we've all done it. And there's no, you know, as long as there's not some big crowd. But people start swarming on that, and I feel like it's a shopping cart jam up, and like anxiety kicks in, and I'm like, nah, I gotta move. I gotta move on.
Wow, you have so much self-control.
Yeah, until you see my receipt going out the door. I went to Costco starving yesterday, and my receipt stretches around my waist twice. That the thing is so long. I spent $1 million. But look, shout out to the new Napa Costco. Well done, you guys.
Love
well
that.
Done. It's
glad
beautiful.
Glad you had fun, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Wow, someone is in custody for the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. They got 26-year-old Luigi Mangione. He was arrested at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania yesterday, and he has been formally charged with the murder of Brian Thompson. Also charged with 2 counts of possession of a loaded firearm, possession of a forged instrument because he had a fake ID on him, and criminal possession of a weapon.
You were getting to wonder there. That man had gone on like 6 days. Yep. You were kind of wondering if he had just completely vanished, but hadn't made it that far. 49er fans were feeling pretty good coming off the 38-13 pounding of the Bears on Sunday, but time to throw a little bit of cold water on that. Debo complained on social media yesterday about his lack of involvement in the offense. Running back Isaac Grendo might be a game-time decision to play this week with his foot injury, and the team has just about an 8-11% chance of making the playoffs currently, depending on who you ask. This Thursday night game against the Rams is a must-win.
Partly cloudy skies for today, and highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s. Heads up, though, you guys, the rain is coming on Thursday.
Oh, no.
Be ready.
I hope this is one of those things you're wrong about.
Me, too. I'm not ready for that.
I'm not about this one.
Hey, Pisces besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Ooh. The next few days could get lucrative. Listen to this, you guys. Stick to your budget, though. Make deals, buy and sell, sign contracts, it says.
Are you making any deals, Jess, or signing contracts this week?
Not that I know of, but I'll sign away.
Is Jess a Pisces bestie?
I am a Pisces bestie.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
All I heard was deals and buy.
Yeah, buy.
So, that means go shopping.
Sign contracts. No, it said stick to
look
your
for
budget.
But I don't know that word.
Things could get lucrative. All right, that's good.
Interesting.
Okay, we have to talk about my daughter. Talk about my daughter. And we have to do it this early because she's not listening. If you don't know, she just turned 13 and she's banned me from talking about her on the air because it's just so embarrassing. And I'm the most embarrassing mom ever, apparently. So her birthday was this past Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We go pick her up from school and everyone's like hugging her like, oh my God, happy birthday, Kiana. She gets in the car and she has like a nice bouquet of flowers. And I'm like, oh my God, like who gave you those flowers? That was so sweet. And she got so defensive and she was like, my friend. I was like, yeah, but who? Like, that was really nice of them. Like, those are some beautiful flowers. Like, who was it? She's like, my friend. And I'm like, yeah, but like, did you say thank you? Like, who? Like, I just want to know, like, who was it? She's like, she's on my cheer team. You don't know her. Ooh. Mind you, I've heard of all the girls that are on the cheer team with her. She talks about them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was like, yeah, but like, which one was it? And then she just blurts out a name, Sarah, but you don't know her. And I'm like, I've heard Sarah's name a million times. Not once have you ever been like hesitant to say her name. Uh-huh. You would just say like, oh, Sarah did this, or me and Sarah, or whatever, you know? But this one time, she was like acting so weird because I asked about the flowers. And we get home and she's like cutting off the ends, puts them in a nice little vase, and they're in her room. Like, it's like,
they're from a boy.
Flowers from a boy. It's
I'm
all
freaking out
happening.
Over here. And maybe it's not. Maybe she was telling the truth, but maybe she
not
wasn't.
Not a chance.
You don't think so?
No.
Sarah
yeah,
don't
getting,
buy flowers like
that.
I was
getting like that
vibe too. Yeah.
What color were they?
They were red roses.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding? That's there's never been in the history of a girlfriend giving another girlfriend flowers for her birthday. Did he get red roses?
You don't you do sometimes.
No, you don't.
Sometimes.
Not when you're young. When you're young, you're like, let me get the colorful bouquet.
Red roses mean one thing.
You think it's for a boy?
Yep.
Yes.
100%.
So how do I get to the bottom of this? Like, I can't keep like hounding her.
He's probably already gotten to the bottom of it. It's a thing.
Hey!
They are a thing.
No.
You know they're an item.
You think so?
It is hot and heavy, Selena.
So
it
what do I do?
There was no note on the flowers that you could steal?
There was, but
not that I saw.
Not that she was going to let mom read. It was filled with expletives.
No.
I'm kidding.
So, like, do I just have to, like, let this go? Or, like, what do I do? What do I do?
No, I think you keep dropping hints that you know without saying that you know. You go, wow, red roses. Those are a very romantic flower. You just make some comments like that.
If I make comments like that, she's going to be like, okay, I'm never telling her anything.
The tough part about this is, like, there's two things that you're dealing with right now, because you just told us, I think it was last week, that she is ready for her to get her Instagram account.
Yes.
And now you know who she's going to be talking to on there.
Yeah.
The boy that gave her the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it wasn't even a boy. Maybe it was Sarah.
That's a good one.
I am freaking out over here, but I had to just get that off my chest and tell someone. So okay, I just told the entire band.
So what's the next? What are the next steps? Because what do you do? One, your daughter is lying to you. That is wrong. She should be punished for that.
But that's my issue. It's like, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to be upset. But just be honest with me.
Then you can't keep hounding her with questions, because then she's not going to want to tell you anything.
Exactly.
But then...
So I've like eased back, bro, for now. Ooh. And I'm kind of just like waiting for something else to happen that I can, you know, ask a question about. But I let the flower thing go.
Okay, I don't know if I could let it go that easy.
Okay. Next time Sarah comes around, be like, oh my God, the flowers that you got her were so beautiful.
Yes, thank you for that. Oh,
you
that's
know,
perfect.
She's already told her, though. You know, Kayla's already told her, like, if my mom ever asked, these were from you. They were not from
Tyler.
But
at least you'll get to see her reaction, because I know she won't right away be like, oh, yeah.
True. I could read people pretty well. Yeah. At least I think so.
Has she ever discussed a boy's name with you? Like, like, do you have any clue who this could be?
Mm-mm. She used to tell me when she was younger. She did used to tell me about like crushes and stuff like that, but not since middle school.
You know what?
Now it's like all the boys are weird and they're stupid and they're ugly and they're
well, they are. But
if you had said yes to her having boys at her birthday party, you would have probably found out who it was.
Yeah, he would have been there.
I know, but I'm glad he wasn't. So
yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Tuesdays, we turn it over to Jess to talk TV.
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching?
I'm watching The Ultimatum. Season 3 is out now on Netflix.
We're already on season 3? I haven't even gotten to season 1 yet.
You have to watch it, but this show is just so messy. I want to know if whoever created it actually thought that this was something that could work.
No. There's no way.
Right? It's just
drama.
For entertainment purposes. But I forgot that Nick and Vanessa are also the hosts of this show.
Oh, I am instantly out. No way.
They're so annoying.
God, they gave them another show?
They did, yes.
Why?
And I completely forgot about this. But I don't know. They must have some sort of contract with Netflix that just doesn't allow them to leave.
Yeah, or like something to blackmail. They have something, they have some dirt on someone. They're like, oh, we don't want them to say anything. We better give them another hosting gig.
So if you haven't heard of The Ultimatum, it's 6 couples that join the show. And once they join the show, they break up. They have 1 week to date freely. They all pick one partner. And then this is a partner that they're picking based on the qualities that they have and if they would make a good spouse or not, because the objective of this show is to eventually get married, because one person in each couple does not want to get married yet, basically. So then they're issued an ultimatum. They do a trial marriage with a new person, and then they go back to their old person for another like couple of weeks to decide at the end, do they want to leave with the person they came with? Do they want to leave alone, or do they want to leave with somebody new?
But the goal is to either marry the new person or marry their old person.
Or break up.
Or break
it's
up.
Like either you marry the old person you came with, your original partner, or break up. That's the ultimatum. So they ask you in the beginning, like, are you prepared
to
like,
this?
If they don't agree to marry you at the end of this, are you prepared to walk away from the relationship?
Got
and
it.
They're all like, yes.
And honestly, I think that most of these couples were going to break up regardless. And like whether they went on the show or not, there were so many signs that they clearly were just not happy with their current relationship.
Right. Their relationship's clearly not on solid footing if you're going on this show.
Yeah. And like the contestants were just way too okay with moving on right away. They were already, I mean, from the get-go, like, oh, I think I like this person. And they're talking about other people.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of how they were expressing themselves very early on.
I love Nick, but the grass could always be greener. JR is hot.
JR?
Wow, so she's already got her eyes on somebody else.
Yeah, JR. Yep. Is JR hot?
He's good looking, yeah.
Okay.
And then this is JR talking about her.
I feel like Sandy, she has like that fiery side.
For sure.
Like, man, it's my opportunity to be with a white girl on play, you know, strings attached.
Put her on some shit like season.
Mind you, he says no strings attached. So a lot of people are saying this is just a show letting people have a hall pass.
Yeah, seriously.
That's essentially what it seems like.
Because as soon as they start dating the other contestants, they're very much like, oh my God, I like this person. Let me get deep with this person. When the issue to begin with was them not being deep with the person that they've been with for years and not wanting to commit to that person. Now, I did want to ask you guys, what do you think about, I guess, when a breakup happens, do you think that it does have, like, that it could have a positive impact on a relationship and that the couple could come back stronger after a breakup?
Some people do say that. I personally feel like it would just change things forever, not for the better.
Graham, what do you think?
I think it's tough to come back from it.
What if it was a friendly breakup, like a breakup where you're like,
there's
you know
no
what?
Such thing.
You're right.
I just don't believe that. Oh, it's a mutual breakup. Nah, no. Somebody wanted to break up somebody.
I think things can be mutual. Like, maybe they both agree, hey, it's for the best. Let's take a break. But it's like the second someone else starts talking to somebody else, you're never going to be able to let that go if you were to get back together with that person.
Right.
At least I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think it's tough. I think it works out when you break up and then maybe find each other like 10-15 years down the line, once you already forgot how the breakup went, then you can try it again and it works.
The amount of couples who go on this show thinking like, hey, we're going to do this and then we're going to come back stronger after man's already lived with another woman for a week.
After he already kissed her and did all this.
No, are you delusional?
I mean, speaking from personal experience, my ex and I, we broke up, right? We broke up. Okay. And we each went and, like, I don't know if dated's the right word, but there were other people involved, right?
Some smashery?
Yes.
Okay.
And
wait, on her part or two?
Both.
Okay.
And then we ended up getting back together and I probably wasn't able to move past it that well, but then every fight or whatever, it got brought back up. I can't believe you with her. And then it's like, we were broken up. So that should have been.
See, that's what I mean.
We were broken up.
Yeah, I could not get doomed past that.
From the get-go.
Yeah, not a good idea. So that's the ultimatum.
Yes, season 3 on Netflix. Out now, at least the first half of the episodes.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Jamie Foxx is finally talking about his health scare. Now remember, back in April of last year, he suffered a really scary medical emergency and he was in the hospital like forever.
Yeah.
And then we were hearing about how afterwards he had to go to physical therapy and he was like relearning how to walk and this stuff. But we never really heard what happened to him. It was the weirdest thing because his family and everyone close to him, they were being super secretive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a new comedy special out on Netflix today. It's called Jamie Foxx, What Had Happened Was. And in this comedy special, he reveals that he suffered a brain bleed that led to a stroke. And he was in Atlanta filming a project. He says that he just got a really, really bad headache on April 11th of last year. He asked somebody for an aspirin. And before he could even get the aspirin, he was out. He was gone. Doesn't remember anything after that. So then his friends or whoever he was with, the people he was working with, took him to the hospital. That's where doctors found out that his brain was bleeding and that he had had a stroke and all of that. By the way, Jamie Foxx says he doesn't remember 20 days after that. Like, he was out that entire time. He says he saw the tunnel, you guys. He says he saw the tunnel. And when he woke up 20 days later.
What was in the tunnel? Just like a light?
He said it wasn't a light. He said it was a tunnel.
Oh.
and that the devil was at the other end, like, come on, like, come with me, come over here. And he was like, I ain't going over there.
Not falling for that one, devil.
But he says he woke up 20 days later in a wheelchair.
Whoa.
Couldn't walk. He thought he was only out for like a few moments. Like he just passed out briefly. Didn't even know that 20 days had gone by.
That's scary.
He had to relearn how to walk and everything.
When this first happened and we were learning stuff about it, I mean, I think that was one of the things that a lot of people theorized, and we theorized the same thing, that it was some kind of a stroke.
Yes.
And turns out it was. I mean, there were a lot of the same kind of telltale signs and symptoms and stuff for something just that. And strokes are scary. I mean, they just can happen to anybody out of the blue.
Doctor said, like, any moments, they had to rush him into surgery and all that. Like, anything later, like, he would have died.
You have to catch the key to, like, if you have a stroke or you think somebody's showing signs of having a stroke, you got to get him to the hospital quick. You have to catch those things as soon as possible. Once it goes too long, then it starts, some of the damage is irreversible.
Yes.
Very scary.
Really quick, Gypsy Rose is officially divorced. That her divorce from Ryan Anderson has been finalized.
Oh, thank goodness.
She was seen going into court yesterday with reality TV cameras following her.
Of course.
She's shooting this for a new show. But now she's free to have, I guess, her new man's name on the birth certificate
and
of her baby.
And she has not given birth yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
So when there's a new reality show that comes out, Gypsy Rose, Life After Gypsy or something or whatever, it's going to have some stupid name. It's going to have some stupid name like that. Are you guys going to watch?
Yes. Yeah.
Stop it. No, there's nothing left. There's nothing. There's nothing left interesting.
Well, yeah, I need to see the full Ryan Gypsy breakup.
But who cares? They're broken up.
You're right, but I still want to see it.
I know. I can't stay away.
You guys are still fascinated by her.
I am, and her voice.
You can listen to her
so
talk.
It's so annoying. That's
for
true.
More than 5 minutes.
But I can watch
God.
It on mute with subtitles.
Oh, good. Yeah, that would help.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. Despite bridge tolls across the Bay Area set to go up $1 on January 1st and BART raising their fares on the 1st as well, I have a little piece of good news for Bay Area commuters. Gas prices have currently dropped to their lowest point in 3 years. This is according to our buddies over at AAA. They say on Sunday, the national average cost for 1 gallon of regular gasoline went all the way down to $3.01. Again, this is the national average of $3.01. That means there are plenty of places like Hockley County, Texas, where they're paying just $2.30 a gallon.
I hate that.
Could you imagine that? And then there's places.
I'd be rich.
I would have a lot more money. A lot more money, legitimately. All right. Now, a year ago here, we were paying $4.73. Right now, as we have hit the lowest point, we're down on average in California to $4.36 a gallon. Now, people are driving around like, no, my gas over here costs $4.58. There's different prices in the different Bay Area counties, which is. Again, someone explain that to me. You're all getting gas from the same source. Why isn't every gas station in the Bay Area charging the same amount? That's interesting. It's because they fix the price to whatever they want. long story short. But it is good news. We're down to the cheapest that we've seen in 3 years. So that is one piece of good news. Again.
And it's still so much.
Sure be great to have that $2 or sub $3 mark, but I don't think we're ever hitting that point ever again. Not in California, at least.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get to what the bleep were. You can win this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, which is always free to use. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. That mother jumped right in front of my car. I almost hit her. So scary, you guys.
Whoa.
I'm trying to figure this one out.
I can only think of one thing. Like, we can't
that
say
mother
that.
Mother bleeper jumped in. What did you say there?
In front of my car. I almost.
Mother sucker. Maybe it's that.
Yeah. I think you forgot
to. No, this is a family show.
Forgot to bleep the whole word. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one. Leave your guess on the talkback mic. Get those guesses in quick because people are on it. They start firing in guesses right away. Leave us your name, your city, along with your guess. You have to be the first correct answer, or first correct guess, I should say, of the morning to win the JV Show Chug Mug.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you gotta do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. If you are the first person to get it right, you win this chug mug. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
That mother jumped right in front of my car. I almost hit her. Scariest thing ever.
Whoa.
I still kind of feel like it's your fault somehow, though.
Yeah,
well,
me too.
You know,
maybe
what?
You were driving too fast.
Yeah, maybe you were texting, not paying attention.
You're right.
Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning. This is Joanna from Manteca, and I want to guess that the bleeped out word is bear. Have a great day.
A mother bear.
I've almost hit a bear before.
Never the heck seen a bear in
me
person.
Either. Well,
you
at the
haven't?
Zoo.
Oh, at the zoo, yeah.
Oh, you've never seen it, but you've never seen a bear in the wild?
No,
I haven't.
We came out of a bar in Tahoe one time in North Shore, and we were walking down the street, and there was a bear in the crosswalk. This thing was a monster, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Did you go take a selfie with it?
No, but it actually used the crosswalk, which I thought was very polite. We didn't. We jaywalked because we're like, I'm not sharing the crosswalk with that bear. The thing was huge.
Oh, hell no.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christine from Stockton. Is the bleeped out word raccoon?
A mother raccoon.
Mother raccoon.
Nope.
And you said off air you would just hit it if it was a raccoon?
No!
Yeah, wow, right yes. over it. Little funk wow. under the tires, no big deal.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Anthony and Evelyn in Union City. And we believe the bleeped out word for today is trucker. You mother trucker.
That's a popular guest this morning, trucker.
Nope. Continue to get those guesses in. We're going to play more of them coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Trying to give away this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the very first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
That mother jumped right in front of my car. I almost hit her.
If you ever want to leave a guess, do it on the Talkback Mic on the iHeart app. Let's run through some of your guesses now.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm going to say the bleeped out word is duck. This is Christy from Roner Park. Have a great day. Bye.
A mother duck!
No!
Have you guys ever seen a little mother duck?
Yes, it's Aww. So cute. The little baby's like following
behind.
Oh,
and they have the little trail. So yeah.
And then one goes off trail.
Yeah, and then a big hawk swoops down and just starts pounding on them. Just like little ducklings are flying all over. And he's ripping their little heads off and feathers
you
are
guys.
Flying all over. Yeah, I've seen that before.
True story.
Morning, guys. This is Carlos Sebastian in Santiago, and we think the word is squirrel.
Squirrel.
Dang you, mother squirrel.
I saw a squirrel get snatched up one time.
Oh, really? Big hawk flew down. He just starts pounding on the squirrel. And little fluffy tail parts are flying all over.
So sad.
Damn hawks, you hella scary.
Good morning. This is Brianna from Fremont. I think the bleeped out word is goose.
Mother goose. Mother goose. That's a good guess. That goes with mother.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. My guess is deer.
Deer. All right, here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
That mother deer jumped right in front of my car. I almost hit her. It was so scary, you guys. You hit the brakes really hard, then everything in your car flies forward, and then you drive home in silence.
Just with your heart pounding.
Yeah, shook.
Just like, you guys ever hit a deer before?
No.
I have.
Wow.
One time when I was in high school, one came jumping out of the road. I mean,
yeah, they collision, do not care.
Collision impossible. I swerved. I went off the road, luckily, into like a dirt area, and so I didn't hit anything. But the deer kind of ricocheted off the front corner of my car. We didn't collide that hard, and it looked like it ran off. So I think it was...
Why do they do that?
It was fine.
I'll see them like standing on the side sometimes. They wait until you're about to pass them to jump in front of you. Like, bro, what are you doing?
I mean, my least favorite is the squirrels because they fake you out. They go, I'm running that way. And then they go, I'm going to run right back under your tires. Like, no, dude, run the way of safety. Run away from the car. Don't run back under it. Drives me crazy. All right, let's give some shout outs. Got to shout out our winner right there. Oh, except they didn't leave their name or their city. So, like... Good job, you. You did a great job. You have the first correct guess of the morning, and she will be getting a brand new JV Show chug mug. We just don't know her name or where she's from. A lot of people came with the correct answer this morning. Our buddy Leo in San Jose had it. So did Jason and Amanda from Napa. I heard they just moved to Vallejo, but Amanda's still trying to rep Napa. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. Owen and Jessica and Gilroy had it. So did our buddy James and Clovis. What's up, James? What's up? Shane in San Jose had it. So did Karen from somewhere in the Bay Area. She didn't say. Jen in South City had it. Our buddy David in Richmond. What's up, David? What's up? Lori in Morgan Hill had it. So did Cynthia in Antioch. Our buddy Whitley in Nevada. What's up, Whitley? What's up? David from Edmonds, Washington had it correct this morning. Ooh. At JV Show, I just checked you guys. Number one in Edmonds, Washington.
Let's go.
Still looking for it on a map. Haven't found it. Ivory and San Mateo had it correct. So did Amanda and Hayward. Joanna in Fairfield had it correct. And so did our buddy Dr. Buddy Lee in Nashville. And he even said he checked JV Show numero uno in Nashville right now. All thanks to Dr. Buddy Lee. Shout out to everybody that played this morning. Thank you, guys. Yep. If you didn't win and you had the correct answer, that's half the puzzle. Tomorrow, just get that other puzzle piece in there. Just get it first.
Yep.
And
705, we'll play again.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Ashley, and we have a full car. We have Tristan, Cadence, Brayden, and Brixton.
Okay, Jess, you remember all that.
Tristan, Cadence, Rudolph, Brayden, Donner, and Brixton.
Ashley, we are glad to have you on. You full car and everyone. Hi, everyone. All right, so you're going to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Here's how it works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. You only got to get three correct, and you win.
Tickets for Gabriel Iglesias.
You got this. You got this. All right, here's question number one. The Colosseum is an ancient amphitheater where tens of thousands gathered to watch gladiators do battle with each other and animals. It is located in what modern day country?
Okay, Kristen says Rome.
Nope.
That's a city.
Ah, yes, it is in Rome, but Rome is in Italy.
Italy's the country.
That's what he meant.
He did mean that.
Yeah,
I get he meant that. And it's good knowledge to know that the Colosseum is in Rome, which it is.
We're not going to give that one to him.
But it's in Italy, unfortunately.
Dang
what
it!
Country was the question? All right. Question number two. What NBA team does former Splash Brother Klay Thompson currently play for?
Kristen, you know this. You are all about the Thompson.
She's trying to coach him up, and they're like, "Mom, I don't know."
Mavericks. Yep.
Okay, the Mavericks. Yes, he plays for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yay! All right, question number three. An ew, like ew, is the name used to describe an adult female of what kind of animal?
An ew.
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 That's what I said. Ew. It could be on a farm. Ew.
Is it like a sheep?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is like a sheep.
I was sending you sheep vibes right there. I'm glad you got him.
That's creepy. Keep your sheep vibes away. Keep your sheep vibes away from me. Sicko. All right, question number four. You guys need this one to win the game.
Okay.
What does the Latin word circa mean when it's used before a date? Like, this was circa
1942.
Well, this was like... Before?
Anything? Girls, yeah. Anything?
Gotta hurry.
Circa.
Hurry.
Say something.
Sorry. I know. We're gonna say, like, around?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. About approximately this date when they don't know the exact date.
Yeah. So good. You guys won. So wait, don't say you guys. List off all their names,
yes.
Jess.
Okay. Dancer and Prancer and Vixen and Rudolph
don't
and Dasher.
Don't forget about Thraxton and Braxton and Timothy.
Yeah.
And Brad.
And Ashley.
And Tristan.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody else.
Nice job.
You just got two tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias. He's going to have a few shows in the Bay, and this is for his Don't Worry, Be Fluffy tour.
Love that. He's great. Thanks, guys. You are very, very welcome. Ashley, hang on for that winning. Graham, we got some shout-outs.
We do, we do. Moms in my DMs. Actually, babysitters in my DMs. Oh. Listen to this one. Hi, Graham. I was wondering if you
high
could...
school babysitters, I hope.
Well, we don't know. Hi, Graham. I was wondering if you could give a shout-out to the kids I babysit. Vadim, and Carmel, or Caramel, or Carmel. I'm not sure. They will be moving out of the country. I just want to let them know I'll miss them. We listen to the JV show every morning. Thanks. And that's from Yaki. So shout out to you guys. Not a birthday, but just, you know, shout out. We'll miss you.
For being great.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, we'll miss you. Another one here. It says, hey, Grandma, I was hoping you could shout out my son, Robbie. Not for a birthday, just a thanks for being an awesome kid shout out. I've been a single mom pretty much since he was born. And because I'm out of the house working 6, sometimes 7 days a week, I put a lot on him to help take care of his little brother and keep the house in order. He has a lot more responsibility than your average teen, but he does what he can and rarely complains. He pushes my buttons, but at the end of the day, he is really such an amazing kid. I want him to know I love him and appreciate him so much. I probably don't tell him that enough. And that's from Mom Jenny. So shout out to Robbie for being a great kid.
Love that. Nice job, Robbie.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah, then there's that. Another one here says, hey, Graham, can you please give a birthday shout out to my baby boy, Caleb, as he turns 5 today. We listen to the JV show every morning on the way to school and love the Yep Nope game and hearing all the birthday shout outs. Love Daddy, Mommy, and Big Sister Chloe.
Happy birthday,
woo! Caleb. What's up? Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
That's a really good point.
Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Beyonce and Jay-Z are not hiding. They are not afraid. Yesterday we talked about Jay-Z being named in a lawsuit with Diddy, which is like the worst thing that can happen to you if you are a celebrity these days. He's being accused of doing awful things to a 13-year-old back in the year 2000 at a VMA's after party. And despite these allegations, which Jay-Z denies, by the way, he and the family were at the premiere of Mufasa, The Lion King, yesterday. Both Beyonce and Blue Ivy have voiceover roles in the movie, so they were all there to, like, support, you know, them for their big premiere. Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, she was there. She had some drama of her own yesterday. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but her account apparently liked a post about the allegations made against Jay-Z, and then she later claimed her account was hacked.
Liar.
Which is what they all say.
Yeah, of course. It was hacked.
Yeah, it was hacked. Why would I like that? One more thing. Jay-Z and his attorney, they filed a motion of their own yesterday morning asking the judge to make his accuser reveal herself. The attorney said, fair is fair. This is not consistent with justice, fairness, or the rules governing federal proceedings for the plaintiff and her counsel to smear Jay-Z's good name. Now, remember, she filed her lawsuit as Jane Doe. So she is currently anonymous. So Jay's asking that the judge make her reveal her identity. And if the judge doesn't, that the case be thrown out.
Wow. This is getting messier and messier.
It is. And I have a feeling the judge might side with Jay-Z because Diddy recently filed a lawsuit very similar. And the judge was like, yeah, the accuser should have to reveal herself. And it turns out it's like the ex-wife of some hockey player or something like that. Oh. So... this doesn't seem too far-fetched. Also, Jay admitted in this motion that he was the high-profile individual that filed a lawsuit against Tony Busby, the lawyer that's representing 120 Diddy accusers. Remember, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. Jay said that he refused to give in to the extortionate demands, and that's why his name was revealed in this lawsuit that he's facing because, you know, he previously was just an unnamed celebrity. He said, make no mistake, this case is about retaliating against the rare target who would not pay. He wouldn't pay up, give in to their demands, and now he's facing a lawsuit.
Interesting.
Wow. Like, it's happening.
Wasn't the hockey player Evander Kane? He played for the Sharks for a long time.
Possibly. I don't remember the guy's name. I just saw NHL player.
I think that was it.
It might have been. Saw that. Yeah. Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, take a moment and say your goodbyes to Ray Gunn, the musical. Comedian.
There was a musical?
Yeah, comedian Australia has canceled her upcoming production of a stage show about the now iconic Olympic breakdancer, Ray Gunn, the musical, as it was titled, was set to open in Sydney this coming Saturday. It featured dance moves, obviously, from her Paris Olympic performance. But this woman says Ray Gunn's lawyers got in touch with the venue and threatened legal action. Apparently, the lawyers had asserted that they were worried this was going to be damaging to her brand, and also that this comedian was not allowed to perform the dance moves because Gunn owns those dance moves, including the kangaroo dance.
What? You did the kangaroo dance. Can you get
exactly. through? Maybe it's copyright infringement. This comic says claim puzzled her because she says, how could I possibly do that dance without any formal breakdancing training? She's obviously trolling her there. This comic says she will perform this musical at a later date, and they're going to change the spelling of Ray Gun to include the letter I in it instead of Y. So that should alleviate any legal concerns. And so we'll see if Ray Gun the musical takes a stage near you. I can only hope that it comes to Broadway and then later, you know, to San Francisco or something like that.
Yeah.
To maybe the Orpheum Theater.
Would you really pay money to go?
No.
Maybe it's hysterical. I don't know. If it ended up being a really good
show. I hope you get sued for copying her dance moves. We should send her that video.
Look, luckily Australian copyright rules don't apply here in the United States. I'm not a lawyer.
Are you sure?
I just play one on this show.
But your video is available there.
That's a good point. They may have to block my video
there.
You're
right.
Yeah, so nobody gets any ideas. But dang, Ray Gun the musical. We almost had it.
Dang it. All right, well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Edgar without the haircut. Man, you know, I was feeling a little depressed yesterday. You know, being a Raider fan is not the place to be right now. Last place in the NFL. The worst team in the NFL. It just can't get any worse being a Raider fan until I saw Graham's foot. Man, I'd rather be in last place and be a Raider fan than have Graham's foot. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I forgot about that.
Is that still up on JV Morning Show Instagram?
Up.
If you didn't see my foot yesterday, it was in one of our photos from home. Selena zoomed in. She's like, what the heck is wrong with your foot?
I was going to zoom in too. Like, why would you bring a photo that has your foot looking like that?
I know. I didn't zoom in to examine the foot, but it does look like raw meat. I don't know what's going on with it. I gave it my foot an extensive look this morning in the shower to see, like, does it look like that all the time? And to me, it looked like normal foot. So maybe it just caught it on a bad day. I don't know.
Yeah, I honestly think it was poor lighting. I'm still going with that. But it looks weird in this picture. Go check it out. JV Morning Show, if you haven't. Sorry in advance. Yet. Okay, so if you haven't heard yet, there is somebody in custody who has been charged with the murder of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. His name is Luigi Mangione. He is 26 years old. Big, big news. They have him in custody. He was officially charged yesterday. What I don't understand is everybody swooning over this guy. Like, before he was officially charged and he was just like a person of interest and they revealed his identity, his follower count skyrockets. Let me see.
No.
His Twitter account, he had less than 1,000. That blew up to over 65,000 followers.
Jeez.
His account has since been taken down, so he doesn't have an X account right now. His Instagram account, pretty much the same thing. He didn't have a whole lot of followers. And then by midday yesterday, it was up to 27,000 followers. I don't know if that page is still up. I couldn't find it.
Right.
Whoa.
But people were leaving like flirty comments, like they would smash and like all this stuff. Like, hello, he killed somebody. I don't get it.
Yeah, this has been an really interesting response to this case from the get-go, even before he was named as a suspect. People's reaction and general sentiment. Well, I can't apply that to everyone, but there was a large percentage of people that
I've seen
celebrated is not the right word, but
no, that is. I've seen more people calling him a hero than anything else.
And it's a scary time when we are celebrating any type of violence. I understand people's frustrations and angst with big corporations in this country, particularly in healthcare and big pharma and stuff like that. They've done a lot of really bad things, and our healthcare system is broken. I mean, it seems almost broken beyond repair. The health insurance system, it's tough not to feel like you're getting scammed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the skyrocketing costs, and anybody that's facing medical bills that are just astronomical, like, you know, you've seen it. I mean, Selena, you've seen what your hospital bill was for when you had a C-section, right? And had a baby.
$75,000. Who can pay that?
Just walking through the door if somebody's ever been in an ambulance, right? I mean, our healthcare system needs just the most massive overhaul. And it's one of those things that likely doesn't see that overhaul because of big pharma interests and insurance group interests. They're all making massive record profits and the rest of us are suffering. So I get that. there is that angst and that frustration out there. But when it comes to the execution of a human being, a dad, a person, you know, a member of our community, mm-hmm. that's where there has to be a line drawn. And that part to me is shocking. But you even saw when they were trying to identify this person, there were all these well-known TikTokers and people on social media that are like the go-to crime solvers. You know, whenever somebody yeah. does something that goes viral on the internet and we're like, we need to identify who this person is, they jump on these and the internet figures out in like 10 seconds. A bunch of these TikTokers and people sat this one out very notably and publicly were like, I'm not supporting wow. what happened, but I am not helping. I'm not going to help identify this person. And that to me was like, that was really shocking. Here are people with a very public platform that are saying, well, I'm not supporting it. Yeah, you are, because you don't want to get involved
wow.
in identifying someone when that's all you do. That's how you make your living mm-hmm. on social media, is identifying suspects that haven't been, you know, located or found. That's what you do. And you're going, no, I'm going to set this one out. I fully understand people's frustrations, like, you know, with our healthcare system and other, you know, and big business.
But this is not the way to go about it.
But this isn't the way to go about it.
The following this guy got in a matter of days, there was like before we even got full face pictures, we just had the pictures of just like the mask that he was wearing down. You can see his smile mm-hmm. and people were swooning even just then. But there was like a lookalike contest that was held in like New York City. I don't know if people actually showed up, but I did read something about that.
I hope that wasn't real.
People were online and trying to buy the jacket that he was wearing. And at one point there was like almost 10,000 people on Macy's website, like browsing this one jacket because they wanted to buy it.
We are just living
in the weirdest. I don't understand it. Like how?
We're living in very strange times. They say people are bombarding. He was caught at McDonald's and they're bombarding that McDonald's with 1-star reviews and saying it's rat infested and stuff and saying negative things about, and they're trolling that location just because in support of him, basically. They're trolling that location. I mean, it's
out of hand.
We're in one of the weirdest.
It's
we continue
strange.
To live in one of the weirdest times. As you dig into more about, and I've read more about him as a person, it's an interesting and kind of scary, you know, tale. I mean, he was this high school valedictorian.
Yeah, I saw
went
that.
Went to an Ivy League school.
Everyone said he was so
computer
smart,
programming,
so
very
like,
smart
and kind too.
Right, and seemed like he had everything going for him. Came from a wealthy family. Seemed like he had a lot going for him, and then. It sounds like maybe where he started to kind of become disenfranchised with stuff is he had a back injury that required some sort of surgery. And again, I'm speculation whether or not this was his motivation, you know,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it was rising
costs
bills and costs associated
wow.
with that. Also read that there was a user that they think was him was posting online asking questions about different stuff, some of these back problems, some Lyme disease questions that he was having brain fog and things that he couldn't shake. And maybe, you know, we don't know. And his friend groups sounded like they kind of lost contact with him. And he was somebody that posted regularly on social media and then suddenly stopped and people started to get worried about him. Like, where is this guy? What happened to him?
Such a crazy story. New information is constantly mm-hmm. coming out.
One of the pictures that is or was on his Twitter bio is an X-ray of somebody with screws in the bottom, like on the lower back.
Right. And I think they think that was his X-ray.
Insane.
Yeah, crazy.
All right. So we will keep you updated as new stuff does continue to come out from that story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Luigi Mangione. He is the guy who is in custody and has been charged with the murder of the United Healthcare CEO. I did think it was really weird, like people swooning over him. I just don't get it.
Hey, JV Show. I just wanted to give you a perspective on the United Healthcare thing. Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, brought home over $10 million in compensation last year. United Healthcare is the insurance group who has denied the most claims. 32% of claims were denied with United Healthcare just last year. Meanwhile, he's raking in $10 million. So that's just kind of, I think, an idea of why nobody is really mourning it.
But that doesn't mean, like, kill the guy. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And here's the thing that, like, bugs me, because I totally agree. And look at any CEO pay for big companies in this country and just compare it to your own. I mean, and the most staggering numbers of all, a $10 million a year CEO, that's child's play. It goes way up from there. These guys are making in massive, massive sums of money. And meanwhile, like to her point, they're denying people's claims left and right. They're just bending us over and we're the ones that are paying for it. Meanwhile, they're making record profits. The thing that just boggles my mind in this country is we continue to vote against our own self-interest. Like we're not... I don't know. Everybody uses the word like socialism, like it's the boogeyman. You want capitalism. This is what you want. You don't want socialism. That's the boogeyman. Stuff like that. That's bad. Get away from me. Well, you want capitalism? Here it is. These companies can make the, they want to make, make money off of you. They want to deny your claims. They want to pay their CEOs $10 million, $20 million a year.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's what you signed up for. They can do that. I don't want to get on a political rant, but look who we just put back is going back to the White House. Rich billionaire white dude.
Said too much.
You think that he's looking out for your interests? He's looking out making his buddy, CEO buddies, more money. That's what he's there for.
I understand everybody's frustration.
What are we doing, people? It really bugs me. Any idea is an idea that's out there looking to try to redistribute wealth and improve everybody's lives. Like, no. You can't tax billionaires more money. They earned that money. Don't tax them more. Hello. You're not going to become a billionaire. I'm not going to become a billionaire. It's not in the cards for us. It's just not going to happen. And yet we're going to vote against our own self-interest over and over again because the rich people in this country have taught you to believe that you can't go against capitalism. That's what, yeah, they don't want you to go against capitalism or anything like that because they're making $10 million a year and or more. I just like, it boggles my mind, but we should not be celebrating the murder of an innocent person.
Can I get to this next talk?
I need to rant for a minute because it just blows my mind where we're at in this country. We just don't get it. People don't get it.
Yep. I know. And we brought this up because I just don't understand celebrating the guy who's currently in custody for the murder of Brian Thompson.
I feel better now.
The following that this guy has gotten just over the past few days, social media and in real life, it's weird.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. I was just calling to let you guys know that lookalike contest absolutely was real. It did happen, and people did, in fact, show up.
What?
All right, guys, have a great morning.
They held a lookalike contest for this guy in New York City.
Too soon. Well, never. You should never do it. Like, right?
It's very strange. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I know there was a lot of other talkbacks we couldn't get to. Thank you for everyone weighing in. We always appreciate that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV World. This is Adam from San Jose. I want to see if you can give a shout out to my wife, Rosa. Today's her 40th birthday. She should be dropping off my son at school about 8:35, 8:40. Just want to tell her I love her. Have a great day today. And we will enjoy some great burgers later. Love you.
Ooh, some burgers.
All right, a couple things.
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
That's
good
first
point.
And foremost.
The happy birthday.
Secondly, he said she was turning 40. Like, how do you feel about your man announcing to the world that you're turning 40?
No. We don't do that.
I don't think I would like that.
Right. I think we were on the same page there. And last, 40th birthday, how do you feel about good burgers for the meal?
I don't think I would want that either.
Why not? What's wrong with a burger?
Nothing's wrong with it. I always eat them. I would want something.
That's a good point.
Yeah, something different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want like something
like
maybe
a
little
fancy
more
dinner.
Oh, fancy more dinner. Romantic.
Yeah, but it's Tuesday night. Maybe he's got weekend fancy
that
plans.
Very true.
Tonight's barbecue, some mean burgers.
And I like that. Yeah.
I'm starving.
No, I don't want something else. Anything.
Good morning. I just want to say I vote Graham for president. Let's go, Graham. Everything you just said, yes, yes, snap, snap, yes.
Snap, Graham snap. For president, I like that.
I would
that.
Never, ever, ever get into politics, well, seeing what happens.
You're also not old enough to run.
In politics. Yeah, I'm only 26 and a half. You gotta be 35 to be president. A little bit of a rant. If you missed it, go back and podcast the show. I could rant for hours. I apologize to Selena and Jess because we get into a song or commercial and I just continued ranting for a long time. Believe me, I could go on and on and on, and I won't. I'd like to stay employed.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. We're gonna wrap that conversation up. How about this? According to new research, a little over half of Americans, 52%, will be visiting home for the holidays and plan to get busy in their childhood bedroom.
They like plan this out? No. Like, I'm for sure it's happening. You know what's the one thing on my list this year? Yep. Childhood bedroom. Here we go.
Yes. And that's because Most of them are going with a partner. They're going with a date or someone they're in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're 21%. They are single and they just know that they're going to get some when they go home.
Oh, you go out to the bars.
Either by texting an ex or you go out, you bring somebody back.
See some of the hometown hotties?
Yes.
No.
How do you feel about the, you know, the hooking up in the childhood bed?
See, I've never had a childhood bedroom to go home to.
What do you mean?
Like at your mom's house?
Yeah. She's packed up, moved out of there.
Oh, gotcha.
I've never had a childhood.
You didn't have a bedroom?
No, like I did, but we don't go to that house anymore. So I don't have a childhood bedroom to go home to. Jess, you do. You got a tween size bed with Barney sheets still.
Mm-hmm. Well, not that, but... Yeah, in my twin with my stuffed animals watching, no thank you. Like, this is not for me.
Do you still have stuffed animals on the bed?
They're not on the bed, but I do have them. I'm not going to throw them away. There's a lot of memories with them.
But you don't want to have kids. I was like, save them for your future kids, but you said no kids. Like, I saved my favorite teddy bear from when I was a kid. Yeah, I kept it in a box forever.
Well, they're in my mom's house. They're not bothering me over here.
Does your man stay over there?
No, he doesn't. He hasn't yet.
Would he be allowed to?
I think my mom would allow it. And I don't know that she would allow him to be in the same room.
What if she heard some, like, applause from that room later that night? Like,
wow, what are they cheering for in there?
I think if he were to stay the night and stay in the room, I don't think she would sleep at all.
She'd just be pacing
Your
around.
Ear to the door.
Something's happening over there. Sinners, I know it. Something. Okay, well, Selena, just because you don't have your childhood bedroom doesn't mean what happens if you were to stay at your mom's house and you were staying with your man. How would you feel about engaging in some activity there? Maybe some slow clapping.
I don't like it.
Would you ever do it or have you ever done it?
I have.
Really?
Don't like it. It's not ideal.
I was expecting you to say no, that would never happen.
No, you know, I'm an honest person. Yeah, and it's not ideal because the amount of sneakery that goes on into doing anything. It's very risky.
Was he supposed to be staying in like a separate room and then like you wait till the lights go out and you're, psst, get over here. Come into my room.
Yeah, you sneak him in.
That's what happens in the movies.
No, we're allowed to stay together.
Sinners. Wow.
I know. What about you, Graham?
It's never happened. I would not be opposed to it. I think the difference is if it's your own house or your partner's house. If it was my house back in my childhood bedroom and I brought someone home, you know, or like now me as an adult and I'm married and brought my wife there, I'd have no problem with it. She probably would. And vice versa, if I was at her parents' house, never, not going to happen.
No.
I couldn't do it. Nope, no thanks. It's just there's just a different comfortability, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't understand this stat. This is a whole survey that was done about people going home for the holidays. 22% say that they admit to bring in certain kind of a device or a toy with them
home?
To their families. Yeah.
You know, the holidays can be long and cold and dark.
No, you don't do that.
Why not? Everyone goes to sleep in the house. You know, everyone.
Like,
you know, mom and dad
there for a couple days. You can't wait to get back home.
Mom and dad go to bed at like 9 o'clock.
No.
And you're just like, what am I supposed to do all night? Just lay here and stare at the wall?
Yes, go to sleep.
So that you're opposed to.
That is the line.
But that or a stranger. Even a stranger, I'm still like, really? To your childhood home? Like, you're going to let them see that?
That one would be a little awkward in the morning. Like, I heard somebody come in last night. Who was that? What's your name again? Oh, yeah. Met her at the bar.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Been there, done that with my ex-boyfriend at his childhood bed, and it was terrible. His mom walked in, and she said, oh, you were very nice down there. And then she went and announced it to all his siblings and dad. Like, don't go in there. They're doing stuff. It was so embarrassing.
That's the risk you run if you try for a little hanky-panky in the childhood bedroom when the rest of the family is staying.
According to a new survey, 52% of Americans plan on going home for the holidays, and they're going to be getting busy.
When she said, mom
said,
you were really nice down there, what do you think she meant?
That's awkward.
Like, we met you downstairs and you seemed really nice, and then we didn't know you'd be doing that with our son up there, or were you really nice down there? Like, she saw something.
I thought she saw something. But was that towards her or her own son? That's the question.
Ew.
Oh, Selena, you're sick.
Today's trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Taylor Swift gave out how much in bonuses? So you know the Eras Tour is officially wrapped. Finally, well, chickadee, check this out, okay? Over the past 2 years while Taylor was on tour, she gave out $197 million in bonuses to her entire staff, every single person that worked on this tour, truck drivers, caterers, instrument techs, merch team, lighting, sound techs, production staff, assistants, dancers, band, security, people that worked in pyrotechnics, hair, makeup, wardrobe, physical therapists, video people, everyone got bonuses.
$197 million.
Total.
Oh, most artists don't make $197 million on their entire tour. You know what I mean?
And she's just giving this out.
And she's handing this out just willy-nilly.
Yes. The tour, as you know, is a major success. Her production company confirmed that 10,168,008 people attended the Eras Tour. And it sold over $2 billion in tickets, making it the best-selling tour of all time. Also, her book, you know, the one that just came out?
That's right, yes.
Sold 814,000 copies in the first 2 days, making it the most successful publishing launch of the year.
Oh, my
Everything God. She does, just best-selling instant tour, success.
Best-selling book. Well, we get it, Taylor. You're the best at everything.
She has so much
money.
Yeah,
we get it. And you're the best at giving out bonuses. You're the best at this. You're the best at everything.
And that's why this next story, I'm going to call the Taylor Effect, because Kylie Kelce's podcast... Remember I told you about this? It's called Not Gonna Lie.
That's right.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I do this with my kids and my husband. Like,
NGL. This is like my new podcast.
NGL.
Like, you can, like, I'm just gonna, like, say anything. It's not gonna be a lie.
So this is Jason Kelce's wife.
Does she even talk like that? We don't know.
No, she doesn't.
That's how I picture her
talking. The podcast only has one episode out so far, and it is already number one on Spotify and Apple's podcast charts, dethroning Joe Rogan. Knocked him down to the number two spot.
That many people wanted to go out and hear...
Who are these people?
Why?
There's no way.
I don't get it.
Wow.
We sound so salty
right
now.
There's no way her numbers are going to... Okay, one, it's just... Okay, it's curiosity, right?
Yeah.
And all the hype, and it's the Taylor effect. That accounts for 95% of the volume of listeners, at least, right? Maybe even more. Then the numbers are going to plummet when people realize, like... It's hard to do a really good podcast. There's a reason there's a select few podcasts that do really well. It's a crowded space and it's not easy to do, right?
Right.
To be really, really good at it.
It's not going to stay.
There's no
one.
Way that thing stays up there rivaling Joe Rogan going
there's
forward.
There's no way.
Or other major podcasts. It's just not going to happen. That's my prediction, at least.
Swifties are loyal, though.
The Swifties, you know, they want to hear more. And any little tidbit about Taylor might be in there, then they're going to...
Oh, I don't know. But you're
that's
right.
It's frustrating.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. The earth be shaking, you guys. The earth be shaking. Damn, earth, you hella scary. Obviously, last week we had that 7.0 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of California and that ensuing tsunami alert. Well, a whole bunch of big aftershocks followed that one. Maybe it's Mother Earth just stretching her legs, because it seems like earthquakes are just popping up on a bunch of other California faults now. Listen to this. Yesterday, a magnitude 5.5 earthquake struck western Nevada. This was near the town of Yerington. Gorgeous little town, by the way, if you ever get a chance to
visit.
Sounds
beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's about 74 miles east of South Lake Tahoe. That was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. People in the Bay Area reported feeling some shaking from that one. Did you guys feel that
one?
No. I didn't feel that one. Last night, we had a 3.9 magnitude earthquake near the geysers west of Cobb. The city of Cobb in Sonoma County. That was last night. That was a little closer to Healdsburg area. So maybe some of our listeners way, 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 way up there in the North Bay felt that one. Then we had a magnitude 4.2 earthquake early this morning at about 5 a.m. That one, similar location as the 7.0 magnitude earthquake that we had off the coast of Humboldt County. So still some shaking going on there. You guys getting a little...
it's getting a little close.
Just a teensy bit nervous that, like, they start shaking over here, and then this other fault over here is like, woof, I should hold my beer. I want to get in on this. And then they start shaking, and then next thing...
I don't like that.
Yeah, it makes me a little nervous. Ooh. Maybe it's all out of its system now. Maybe it's like, we're good.
Oh, you're right.
Stress, relieved.
We're done.
I don't think it
Let's
is.
Let's sit tight.
Selena, no, you can't say that.
What? Wow, I'm just being just honest. That's just the vibe I'm getting. I just don't think it's done yet.
You always
another doomsday
it,
fish,
yeah.
If another doomsday fish washes up, I blame you.
Me too.
That's fair.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.